وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا عبد الله. Basically you're asking about what's the harm of buying jewelries by installment, isn't it? You buy gold jewelries, gold, but this gold already been fixed as a jewelry, like a necklace, like a bangles, like a anklets until the end. So you're asking about these things, what's the harm to sell or to buy these things by installment? The answer is a big khilaf between the ulama, ya akhi. If it's in the form of jewelry, but if it's not in form of jewelry, it's an ijma' la yajuz. But if it's in form of jewelry, akhi, it's a khilaf between the ulama and jumhur ulama, they don't legalize it. But Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he say it's allowed if it's in the form of jewelry and no dalil to forbid it, and it's more closer to the cloth and to the normal wearing that the woman she wear. When she allowed to buy her cloth by installment, she's allowed to buy her jewelry also by installment. So, but the jumhur ulama, they didn't legalize it, include the big ulama in our time, Shaykh al-Baz and others, they didn't legalize it. They say it's la yajuz because the gold, because the money, the currency, it's same hukm as a gold. So you need to be the same because of Hadith Abi Sa'id. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Al-Dhahab bil-Dhahab, wal-Fidda bil-Fidda." Hadith, "Sawa'un bi-Sawa', yadun bi-Yad, ha'un biha." Hadith Sahihain. So the God, beside the God, need to be the same. The conclusion, yaqi, it's a big khilaf in the ulama, but the majority of the Salaf and the Khalaf, they don't legalize it. They said, need to be the same. Shaykh al-Islam, like I said to you, rahimahullah ta'ala, he legalized it, but in the end, my dear brother, I give you I advise you to take the correct method. The correct method, try to take in the middle. And it's a way in the middle that no problem, buy it by installment, but don't take the gold until you complete the payment. It means the first payment and the second payment and the third payment to the owner of the jewelry will be kind of booking for your gold and holding the items till you fulfill the payment. When you fulfill the payment, you take it. With this way, you go out of this massive khilaf. You understand? So, an example. A woman, she is selling a necklace with £1,000. But you have with you every month, you could pay her only £200. So pay her every month £200 until you complete the £1,000, then take it. With this way, you go out of the khilaf and you take the safe side. You understand? And this form, it's not installment. This form is kind of booking and saving money with the buyer, with the seller, telling you take the full items. You understand? This is better to go out of the khilaf. Barakallahu feek.